Case number 19-4101, Pamela Harris versus City of Akron, Ohio. Oral argument not to exceed 15 minutes per side. Ms. Schuster for the appellant.
Thank you. Members of the court, I hope you can all hear me.
We can.
I see some ads. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here on video, I think, having been down to Cincinnati many, many times to argue in person. I kind of miss the atmosphere, but here we are. And thank you for accommodating us. So I know that you have read the briefs, and I will try not to repeat too much of what's actually in them. We are here to learn whether taking the evidence and the reasonable inferences in the light most favorable to Ms. Harris, there is evidence which raises material and genuine issues of fact as to whether she was discriminated against when she was not chosen for the landscaper job in the city of Akron in 2013. So what are the facts? I'm going to try to go over the facts briefly, and I hope that you, the court, make the permitted inferences. By the way,
if you could just focus, Ms. Schuster, focus in on just the facts that you think create a genuine dispute of material fact as to pretext.
I will do that. Thank you, Your Honor. And I was supposed to remind you that I want to reserve 5 minutes.
Oh, very well.
Thank you. Thank you. So here are the facts that focus entirely on pretext. Ms. Harris worked for the city of Akron for 20 years as a semi-skilled laborer. She worked in the very departments that the landscaper exam was given for. She worked in the parks department, the highway department, and the streets department over those 20 years. She consistently had good evaluations. They're all in the record and in those jobs. But although she tried, she was never able in all those 20 years to become a permanent laborer. In 2013, she took the test and was interviewed for landscaper. She attested, she swore, that when she was interviewed, she was not asked her qualifications, and she was told that they already had somebody in mind. The interviewer, Mr. Miller, says he didn't say that. But he did not say what he did say. And I think you can infer that he did not say what he did say because he has no memory of what it was. He did recite what the city typically does in the interview. He recited that there are usually three interviewers. Ms. Harris said there were only two for her. He recited that they ask questions. And that they give the interviewees an opportunity to speak to them about their qualifications. He does not say that he asked her about herbicides, which become very important in this story. There are, by the way, no notes as to what occurred in this interview, or for that matter, in Mr. Hodes's interview. There are also no criteria, no instructions, no declining value, no nothing regarding a procedure written for the interviewers to follow. What we do know is that it was two white males and that Mr. Hodes is a white male. Now, I would like with you to very quickly look at the test results because they're very telling. I can find them.
Were there any depositions taken in this case?
No.
It's all on the papers?
Yes, it is. All right. Now, as to the test, in 2013, the first set of interviews, there were four sets of interviewers from this one test. The first set was for the Parks Department. Mr. James Street was hired. He was number one, actually, in the scoring, and Mr. Hodes was number two. An unknown person was also interviewed and referred. In the second set of interviews, which was for the Highway Department, number two, of course, again, was Mr. Hodes. He was always number two. Number three was Mr. Rind. And number four was Mr. Birch. Number three was hired, passing over Mr. Hodes. In the third interview, which was actually for the Streets Department, as the fourth interview was, Mr. Hodes was referred, Mr. Rind, number three, was referred, and Mr. Burwell, number four, was hired, passing over Mr. Hodes, number two. In the fourth set, which actually occurred in 2014, the fourth set was again for the Streets Department. And Mr. Hodes was interviewed, Troy Cross, white male, was interviewed. Patrick Goodhart, white male, was added when Troy Cross declined the job. And Ms. Harris, number seven, was interviewed. Patrick Goodhart was number eight. Finally, Mr. Hodes, number two, was selected and hired. And of course, then we get to how did that happen that Mr. Hodes, who had been passed over three times, and if I had time, I would read to you the city's own rule on requisition and certification, which said,
in those other positions, did they ever hire anyone that had scored as low as your client on the test?
No, they only got down to number four, but they hired two people who scored behind Mr. Hodes. And in this fourth interview, other than Mr. Hodes, the three people were number six, Mr. Cross, number seven, Ms. Harris, and number eight, Patrick Goodhart. So they, with interviews, did get below her.
So Ms. Schuster, I'm trying to understand, to get in a nutshell, what you think the key points are for why there is a pretext here. And what I'm hearing is that she was not given enough time in the interview or attention in the interview as one of your points. Is that fair to say?
Well, yes, I'm saying that the interview was, as to her, was perfunctory, and that there.
Yes, and then the second thing I'm seeing is that you're saying that there was an additional candidate added in the interviews to have an additional. Is that another one of your points?
To have an additional white male, but that's not my big point. My big point is that although the city's own civil service says that a candidate certified three times from an eligibility list to the same or similar position may be omitted from future certifications. So he, according to their own rules, there's a reason why there's a rule. If you're passed over three times, you should be omitted. But if you passed over three
times. Okay, I just want to make sure I understand all the arguments. And then the third is that Hodes had been passed over several times before, and it's curious that he was now hired because he had been passed over before. Is that your next point?
That is the next point, that he finally now gets hired when the person who would have been next to be hired, with Troy Cross out, would have been Ms. Harris.
Okay. Are there any other main points? Are those the three main points?
Those are the three main points as to the interview and the hiring. But I have other points as to Mr. Hodes' actual experience, which I think are really important.
Are you contesting the test itself as are you arguing that it's not relevant to the job? Is there any kind of an argument like that?
No, okay. I'm not arguing that. So
okay.
When we get to Mr. Hodes's work experience, which according to the city is why, you know, their argument that they hired him because he scored better doesn't work because they hired two people who scored less well than him.
Ms. Schuster, do you want to take any of your rebuttal time at this point, or you want to reserve that and go ahead and end your argument now?
Let me take a little bit of my rebuttal time, and I'll try to go really fast here. Because I think it's important that you know that Mr. Hodes' background was in 1990 to 2002, he worked for the city of Parma, and he did work for Parma as an outdoor laborer. In 2002 to 2006, he did not work. Or at least he didn't say what he did. The famous Davy Tree employment, where he supposedly learned how to use herbicides, was in 2006 to 2008. After that, he worked another two years for a different landscaping company. And from 2009 till 2013, when this test occurred, he did not work. Or if he did work, he chose not to say where. So much for his great superior background and his superior knowledge of herbicides, which, of course, Ms. Harris would have had from her 20 years working for the city of Akron part of the time.
Okay, Ms. Schuster, thank you. And we'll hear some more from you in a rebuttal. Mr. Defebal.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court and counsel. I'm Assistant Director of Law, Michael Defebal, and I represent the Appalachian City of Akron in this case. Your Honors, as I see the issue of pretext, I've really broke it down into two issues. One is she was subjected to a selection process that was subjective in nature, and two, the city deviated from its normal methods of selection in two ways. Before I begin, Ms. Schuster discussed and compared Mr. Hodes to other interviewees who were not part of the three. The city of Akron's charter, as well as the civil service rules, utilizes what is called the rule of three. And Mr. Hodes, an appellant, took an open competitive examination. They were scored, and based on those scores, they were placed in rank order on an eligibility list. The top three candidates are then considered together. So Ms. Schuster is comparing apples and oranges regarding whether Mr. Hodes was passed over because he's only being compared to the three candidates that under the rule of three that is before the hiring manager. One issue that has...
What about the issue of whether, I mean, once he was passed over three times, though, he was under the internal kind of policies, he probably shouldn't have been reconsidered. What about that argument?
Your Honor, I would direct you to the record, the declaration of Stacy Doty at page ID number 385 and 386. And this is just a misconception of the record evidence in this case. Mr. Hodes was interviewed by different divisions within the city of Akron, but Civil Service Rule 6 provides that a candidate may be removed from an eligibility list if passed over for the same or similar position three times in a particular division. So the street cleaning division, which we are here before the court on, did not pass Mr. Hodes over three times. Other divisions may have passed him over under the rule of three, but not street cleaning. So that just simply isn't supported by the record to create a genuine issue of fact. I would also direct the court's attention to the deviation that the hiring manager was also raised that he considered four individuals. However, one of the individuals advised the hiring manager that they're no longer interested in the position. So this individual dropped out and they just pulled another individual in from the eligibility list to exercise the rule of three. Again, no deviation from the norms in that case. Addressing the issue regarding a subjective evaluation, what appellant seemingly ignores in this case is that she took an examination, a written examination, then was placed on an eligibility list. One component of the hiring process in the city of Akron is an interview session. But her declaration simply really argued three issues. One, her interview lasted less than 15 minutes. The interviewers did not ask about her qualifications. And one interviewer allegedly indicated they were wishing to hire another candidate. But the fact is that these three facts do not demonstrate pretext for discrimination based on race or gender. And that's really why we're here in this case, is it's pretext for discrimination. And as a panel of this court has held, it's Steiger versus Cincinnati Bell Telephone, the plaintiff always bears the burden of producing sufficient evidence from which the jury could reasonably reject the defendant's explanation, in this case, the experience as well as the ranking higher in test scores, to infer that the defendant intentionally discriminated against her. And there's just an absence of this evidence of pretext in the record.
Why wouldn't pre-selection negate your legitimate non-discriminatory reason? I mean, if she could show that you had somebody in mind and the interviews were just pro forma, why wouldn't that be enough to get to a jury?
I don't, the evidence wasn't that specific as far as pretext. The selection criteria, I mean, as this court stated in Browning, you can have subjective criteria. And what I think appellate is saying is that she objects to the selective criteria. And simply saying we may have someone else in consideration is not prejudging or pre-selecting the position. She received an interview. That's all the Rule of Three guarantees, is a selection of an interview. It doesn't guarantee you a job. It guarantees that you'll sit down with the hiring manager and be able to discuss various options. But again, I direct the court back to the eligibility list, which really sets it in stone with the test scores. And Mr. Hodes, in this case, tested higher than the appellant. But I would say that the court had an issue or a question about depositions. And to establish pretext, really what the case is appellant is surmising pretext or concluding pretext, but there was no evidence obtained from any City of Akron employee in the Human Resources Department or from street cleaning or city administration to really analyze the issue of pretext in this case. And so I think the burden rests with the appellant to establish pretext, and the lower court was absolutely right. She just completely failed to meet this burden. So if there are no further questions, I ask the court to affirm the lower court's entry of summary judgment in favor of the City of Akron.
Thank you, counsel. Is there a rebuttal?
Yes, there sure is. Thank you. I keep looking at the city's requisition and certification. It does not talk about the little set of interviews, the fourth set of referrals that were conducted as a result of this eligibility list. Section 3, Rule 6 talks about certification from eligibility list. These were four sets of certifications from the same eligibility list. And Mr. Hodes was passed over in two of them and was only come back to in the fourth one when the other person was going to be a female. And the city has not submitted anything to justify doing that, except the fact that he was a male, a white male, because their reasons, their other reasons do not stand up. It does not stand up that he had better experience. It does not stand up that he had a better score, and so it had to be him, because it wasn't him two times before when there were more white males around to select. So I would submit that the city has not said anything, which would justify hiring this guy who was unemployed for 5 years over their own 20-year worker who had experience. And by the way, the streets department is officially known as street cleaning. So the herbicide experience is even less impressive in that department. I would also note that Judge Adams, in coming to his opinion, when he granted summary judgment, I invite the court to read Judge Adams' opinion. I think you will see that he was in a different universe. He did not understand that these interviews were all done as different sets of referrals from the same eligibility list. He thought that there had been four different tests that Mr. Hodes took and that he had been the best, number one, which he wasn't in any of them, on all four tests. There were not four tests. There was only one test. There were a bunch of sets of interviews, and the interviews are important. The idea is that the interview should be fair and that the better person with the better experience should be selected. In this case, the better person with the better experience was not selected because she was the only female. So I welcome other questions.
Are there any other questions? Okay, I think we've heard your argument. We appreciate it, and we will take the case under submission.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I add one sentence? I'm sorry, but I would like to add that at the very least, issues of fact as to whether the city's explanation is pretext have surely been raised.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the case is submitted. Will the deputy please call the next case?